Yeah, a lot of the old LA punk that bands we used to go see, like bands like X and Black Flag, even the Go-Go's, the Bags, the Fear, the Weirdos, all these bands, you know, they just came at a really great time. They no one wanted to sign them, so they created their own little scene. I still listen to a lot of them now and then. You know, a lot of them didn't record much. I knew most of their stuff by seeing them live. Now a lot of it's forgotten, you know, a lot of the songs. Yeah, it was a great time. I was out of high school, just going to LA was just a great time. Great timing. The scene was really vibrant. It was still underground. New York and London already had major labels, bands there. Like I said, no one wanted to sign these bands, and so it was kind of made them our own. So it was very. I felt very involved in this kind of revolution kind of thing. It was the first time I was ever part of a movement, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah, same for me. It was just simply the energy. I had trouble. Okay, back in the early 70s when I was a teenager and I was into music, the music that actually punk sprung from was what they called glam music. And it was people like early David Bowie, and there was T-Rex and Slade and all these real type rockin' bands that were opposed to the anti-glamour of the hippie bands. Like you had the real serious long-haired hippie guys, and you know, they tried to play their bad jazz, you know, influenced music. And I wanted no part of it. I was just a different type of person. So anyway, so that scene pretty much, at least in New York and England, sort of morphed into what became punk. Because they were the same type of people who were from that scene, yet they got grungier and darker and with their music. And so by the time it, you know, and I still liked it. And so, but with the first real punk scene in the late 70s, with the, you know, you had the Ramones kick started, but then in London it was the Clash and the Sex Pistols, and the bands were so violent on record that everybody took note. This time it was something going on. This type of music had been around, but these bands really went at the forefront, and they inspired so many bands around them. There was so many of these so-called punk bands, and then later new wave bands or whatever. So anyway, there was sort of a movement, right? An actual, because there were so many bands, they couldn't ignore them anymore. So that eventually reached LA and even Oxnard, where we're from. And it was such a, just the energy and how it was just completely opposed to the hippie snob type stuff, for at least to my mind, that, you know, it was just this electrified time, the energy it gave us. So when it was time to do comics, for us to do comics, we put that energy into the comics. We had played in bands before, but it there was just so many bands to compete with. We were able to like put our sights on comics to be different and express ourselves differently.
What was the difference between being involved in all that stuff as kids in Oxnard compared to somebody from, like, say, closer to downtown LA?
Well, yeah, I guess we were a pretty small town, you know. I don't know. It was something I got right away going to the LA shows, even if they were big city kids or they seemed like it, even if a lot more were like from Pasadena or San Pedro or something.
Or the Valley, yeah.
Yeah, or the Valley. They just seemed so big city, and I just felt so small town, but I got it, and kind of slipped in somehow, you know, and kind of pulled it off, you know.
Yeah, what happened after, once the LA scene got going and started influencing bands, because the LA bands evolved into being much more aggressive than the previous bands from New York and other places, and so that kind of like, and since we were, you know, we're from Oxnard, 60 miles away from LA, you know, we started our little scene and had our punk bands. And that happened at the same time when other small towns or punk bands were springing up all over. because the record labels gave up on the punk bands. You know, they were signing early bands, and then they didn't sell so many records, so they dropped them. So the small labels all over the U.S. and then eventually all over the world happened. So you have bands that continued, the kind of music continued, even though the mainstream ignored it. It was an underground movement of independent labels, independent bands, and you know, people would swap. This was before the internet, so people had to swap records, and it was through mail and a mail order and that kind of thing. And so it built built up, and luckily the independent comic scene was parallel to it, so it was kind of a crisscross situation with them.